This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. There are a number of famous family names from our country's history that are instantly recognizable. Some of those names include Kennedy, Bush, Rockefeller, Roosevelt, Hilton, and Vanderbilt. Each of these families have had several members distinguish themselves in ways that bring either fame or notoriety to the family name. Well, there's another name that should fit into that category, but you may not recognize it, and it is the name Gano, G-A-N-O. The first Gano to distinguish himself was John Gano, who was a Baptist preacher, and he was the personal chaplain of George Washington during the Revolutionary War. Washington was a member of the Church of England, and he had been baptized by being sprinkled as an infant. It was Gano, however, who taught Washington that the proper mode for baptism was immersion, and that infants were not proper candidates for baptism. Now, because Gano was a Baptist preacher, he didn't understand at the time that baptism was for the remission of sins, but he did understand that the proper mode of baptism was immersion and not sprinkling. Well, after the war was over, Washington came to Gano, and he told him, he said, "I've been investigating the scriptures, and I believe that immersion is it is the baptism taught in the Word of God, and I demand it at your hands." He says, "I don't wish to make any parade of the army called out, but simply a quiet demonstration of the ordinance." It said that Gano immersed Washington in the Potomac River in the presence of 42 witnesses. While there is no record in Washington's own papers about his baptism, the witnesses, including Gano's oldest son Daniel, lend credibility to this tradition. And in 1932, in a story celebrating the bicentenary of Washington's birthday, Time magazine reports the account of Washington's baptism in the Potomac River at the hands of John Gano as just a matter of fact. And in 1908, E.T. Sanford of Manhattan's North Church commissioned a painting of the baptism. And this painting portrays Washington and Gano standing waist-deep in the Potomac River. The Gano family eventually presented this painting to William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri, where it hangs in the school's Gano Chapel today. And I'm pleased to have a copy of that portrait hanging in my own office. Gano had a grandson by the name of John Allen Gano, who was born in Georgetown, Kentucky in 1805. Now, young John Allen Gano was educated at Barton W. Stone's Academy, and he became a scholar in Latin and Greek, studied law, and was eventually admitted to the bar. He, however, was taught by Stone that baptism was for the remission of sins, and he therefore responded by being baptized for the remission of sins. And subsequently, he took the Bible as his only guide, and he refused to wear the name religiously, the name of any other person religiously, except the name of Christ. At this time, the Gano family was still identified with the Baptist Church. They were pretty upset by the stand that young John Allen had taken. It was a position that they considered to be quite extreme. And so they called Baptist leader Jacob Creath to come and straighten out John Allen. Well, Creath came and he urged the young Gano to rethink his decision. He appealed to the love that the young man had for his famous grandfather, who had actually baptized George Washington with his own hands. You know, it said at that point that the young Gano laid his hand on the Bible and he said to Creath, "If you'll show me in this book where it says, 'Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow your grandfather,' then I'll follow mine through life. But the way I read it, it says, 'Follow Christ,' and I'm determined to follow him until death, if it separates me from all the kinfolks that I have on earth." The two men studied earnestly for 12 hours, and finally, the elderly Creath admitted to young Gano, "You are right, and I'll take my stand with you." And Creath was baptized for the remission of sins. Well, both men subsequently became giants in the American Restoration Movement. Gano preached for 59 years in central Kentucky and adjoining states. Now, he did make one extended tour into Louisiana, and he established a church in Baton Rouge. Interestingly, the Methodist preacher, who was kind enough to open the doors of his house to Gano, found it necessary to close them again because he lost all of his members to Gano's preaching. Gano eventually baptized nearly 10,000 people during his career. Well, John Allen Gano had a son named Richard, who graduated from Alexander Campbell's Bethany College. He went to medical school in Louisville, and he became a physician. He eventually moved to Grapevine Prairie, Texas, in the 1850s, near the present location of DFW Airport. He farmed, practiced medicine, preached the gospel, and baptized many. Comanche raiding parties terrorized the territory at the time, and Richard became actively involved in combating them. And when the Civil War broke out, he became the youngest brigadier general in the Confederate Army. Now, while it's most likely that you've never heard of Richard Gano, you have no doubt heard of his great-grandson, the late eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes. Hughes was the son of Richard Gano's granddaughter, Aline Gano Hughes. It is just incredible to me that Hughes could have descended from members of the Lord's Church. Well, obviously, the Gano family can lay claim to fame from its association with George Washington all the way down to the birth of Howard Hughes. However, long before Andy Warhol made the statement that everyone will have 15 minutes of fame, John Allen Gano and many other family members understood that fame is fleeting and never genuinely satisfies the individual. True happiness is a byproduct of a much greater pursuit, the pursuit of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 49:17, 1 Peter 1:24, Ecclesiastes 2:9-11, and Ecclesiastes 12:13.